At the end of your life, what will be your legacy? What will you leave behind for future generations? For the world, join the world messenger, Isabella Lundberg. Each week as she brings you a new distinguished guest from the business, sports, or entertainment world to share their success, their struggles, and their lessons. They will share their insights into current hot topics that affect everyone. Isabella facilitates an intimate, vulnerable environment to find the true value of humanity and real leadership. Are you ready for your legacy? The legacy that matters?
I'm also wondering how to navigate the future, specifically through the power of artificial intelligence, as well as leadership, but then also implications that those two are creating that is affecting and impacting and addressing need for governance. You know, only one. Hello, my beautiful friends. It's Isabella Lundberg here, the World Messenger, and I'm inviting you for another epic episode of Legacy Leader Show. Today, in this particular episode, I will be addressing this very hot topic that so many of you are asking me. Not only that, I had a chance and privilege to address that through my most recent Forbes article on navigating the future through the power of AI leadership and governance, but also spoke on a couple of different events privately where I had a chance to intersect and have a dialogue with some of the Fortune 500 executive leadership. What this all means to you and how can you position, regardless either your individual contributor, small solo entrepreneur, or part of the larger enterprise, and whatever my role be, all of us are ultimately in some way, shape, and form shaping this together. So we have a chance to really look at things. Why is landscape looking like and what is happening? If you're not aware of how much actual artificial intelligence took us by the storm last year and how so many organizations are still scratching their head, how are they going to scale? What are they going to be doing with this rapid and evolving landscape? They're also recognizing more than ever that we cannot just look at to artificial intelligence or AI on its own, and that domains of leadership are completely changing and shifting, including the governance itself. So how we entered and this period of significant transformation might be very uncomfortable to so many. Transformation by the nature, it's not just a quick fix. Like sometimes we perceive the need for change and we see sometimes the changes that are happening, yes, can happen in very quick aspects of it, but transformation is period of time that really requires long-term investment and long-term of process and people to really adjust to, because who is the most affected, right? Our people. As AI technology is reshaping so many industries, as we mentioned earlier, we've seen changes not only in healthcare and technology itself, but we're seeing changes that are also affecting pretty much everybody right now, right? Either intentionally or unintentionally. Question is, are you prepared? Are you ready? And how are you contributing? Are you acting with a sense of urgency? Are you adopting with a sense of urgency? And when we talk about adoption, not only individual, but with your team and with your organization, that's what we're also talking about with the layers of these changes. So obviously we have a chance and opportunity to deep dive and look at things critically and how is AI actually leadership and governance, this beautiful trifecta, actually working in your favor if you chose to position that way. So let me give you a little bit of that ethical framework and where that is imperative, obviously, to be in place, as well as opportunity to really have your visionary leadership to shine, as well as obviously opportunity to have effective governance where we can harness through the potential that AI has presented itself. So let's deep dive right now into the ethical imperative aspects of it. So we obviously have at heart artificial intelligence where social fabric of our organizations is built on ethical foundation. And if it's not, that is a huge problem, right? And we have opportunity to make a change. How is the AI technology becoming increasingly embedded in our daily operations? How we are actually thinking about it and including that in our day-to-day, as well as how we're creating pieces that are yet to be defined, as I mentioned, which are solely interwoven around artificial intelligence itself, with governance frameworks that are not only regulated or need to be regulated, but depending on what type of industry you're in, more obviously highly regulated industry have already a lot of safeguards or are trying to put some safeguards. But what those safeguards are not already being established, how can you then work towards them and take a stab at it? Be proactive, because frameworks that we were looking at obviously are looking through champion principles of transparency, fairness, and accountability, ensuring that all of those AI advancements contributed positively, not only to your organization, but also obviously to society at large, making sure that we don't see any discrepancies there. Because right now we're seeing a lot of eroding issues related to our privacy, and also in advocacies, and as well as very reactive types of scenarios versus proactive, right? So who likes to be more in crisis or less in crisis? So if you want to be in a less in crisis, you have a great opportunity to be more proactive. Otherwise, being reactive, not only it's creating a lot of negative noise in the media, but it's also creating a lot of lawsuit for organizations that are not regulating this appropriately. So specifically when we look at for the digital footprint and landscape, so much changed. We've seen a lot of strikes being last year taking place due to how is artificial intelligence itself impacting film industries, people's IPOs and intellectual property and so many other elements of that. But we also have opportunity to look at what are regulatory and policy approaches that are both national and international? Because all of us are ultimately in some shape and form touching global audiences, like even with my podcast, right? And then also with my company, even though it's small and private, let alone major Fortune 500 companies, they have to look at from multiple lens. We can just look at now, how is the state mandating this, or how is the federal governing around, but also what is some international implications? And I always say, just because something is missing at the moment, we already know what is the right thing to do. So if we do the right things always, we don't have nothing to worry about it, because our intention, our way of conducting the business already shows how and why we are doing the business and where we stand with that. So with that in mind, it's very important to really look at things from to balance innovation with mitigation of the risks that we're seeing due to lack biases or discrimination, but also global standards where obviously AI ethics can truly augment things and guide both public and private sector with so many beautiful, positive initiatives. And that is the piece that I see some organizations that are already working on. And it's a great opportunity for you to be that early adopter and come up with a solution that can truly drive those ethical implications. On the other hand, now we're coming to look at things from leadership and the AI era that is completely shifting and changing and making, frankly, so many people uncomfortable. The ones that are still refusing to dabble into a magnitude of AI, what it means on daily basis in your working environment, how is it going to be leveraged and utilized as a tool, or how is it going to be regulated. And the best part of it is looking that role of leadership that everybody that are in leadership roles have opportunity to play. It's not anymore a choice. It's truly absolutely necessary and fundamentally important to leverage and navigate this landscape with proper decision making. Obviously, first step would be to take a responsibility. Who is responsible to mandate, regulate, and come up with the choices and solutions? And then what is required? What those steps needs to be looking like? What are some of the capabilities? What are some of the risks? And where there are those limitations? And how these limitations are going to be impacting your day-to-day, right? And as a result, we're also looking at teams where we have opportunity for not as technologically savvy people on our teams or leaders, frankly. Not all of them are technologically savvy, to really understand where the opportunities are there to close the gap, to gain true understanding of it, as well as tying those pieces to ethical aspects that we were talking about a second ago. And then how do we really make an informed decision? How do we drive both with potential benefits, obviously, and then also looking at the social and societal implications that we're having in terms of further deploying AI itself? Is it going to be, again, for greater good, or is it going to be for greater harm? We see, again, so much that needs to be taken in consideration. So it's very important that leaders, again, must champion for development, not only of the new skills, but also competencies that are very important for organization, so that it's not always the driver so that we can survive and or that we can thrive or that we can grow. That's all great and dandy. Every business should be focusing on that anyway. But now how do you raise the bar to the next level where you're really also looking at implementations and also fostering a dialogue and conversations and offering solutions that are going to be taking that to a completely another level where it's not just the learning and adoption very high, but is also where human talents are be able to be supported with AI rather than being displaced, and as a result, also be able to be more effective and more efficient on their daily basis with what they have to offer. So now you might be wondering how these two ethical standards, obviously, and AI itself, as well as leadership, tie to the governance and what this means from organizational standpoint, from governance and organizational transformation specifically. Looking just to how many organizations transform, it's always ironic to see that majority of companies, specifically large enterprises, as I mentioned earlier, from Fortune 500 perspective, are usually very reactive. Very few are intentional. And as a result, that continues to really affect and create a ripple effect, sometimes very reversely, to their talented teams. And what that really means is that we have to now have opportunity to step back, even though everything is speeding up, to really reflect and understand what governance models have a profound and obviously, and whether requiring traditional structure and processes versus not traditional, and where we can reinvent and transform organizations. So that is actually not only better and more suitable for changes that industries and the world, frankly, it's going through right now, so that organizational structure, design, and development itself, it's transforming in a way that is going to provide the container, physical space, as well as opportunity to really revisit how involvement of the boards of directors must be governed, right? How different strategies are ensuring that our organization use or AI is aligning with those ethical standards that we were mentioning before, but also be able to mitigate those risks specifically from industry to industry or the region of the parts of the world. We've seen some regulatory bodies already in place, for example, in Europe, while US may be a little bit lagging on that, or we've seen some things that are happening in other parts of the world that are setting the great examples or not as great examples. So it's really good also to know what we're looking up to right now as a good role model. And what are we also learning from ones that are trying to influence our choices and decisions that we do not agree with? On the end of the day, public sector, the governance of AI poses very unique, but also very important challenges. Those challenges will not be sorted overnight. But if we can be part of a solution and start testing things out and allow ourselves to really impact by delivering public service or finding avenues to do things differently and test it out, we have opportunity through transparent, accountable ways to really show opportunity, how we can also engage citizens in both critical issues that we are being governed right now to adopt AI and then offering really the best solutions, but also on the contrary, to improve efficiencies and find ways to increase that really optimal effectiveness that every organization is looking for. We might not maybe voice the same way, but in order to transform organization, we have to look at that trifecta, as I mentioned again, of artificial intelligence, leadership intersect, as well the governance as the core part of it. So you must be wondering then, Isabella, what do we do now with all of this, right? How can we really then look ahead? And one of the things I really wanted to say is very important to create a sustainable and global governance that it's going to give us not only opportunity to springboard in the right direction and also have the results to speak to it, right? To tweak and change and adjust and also be able to find the grounds where we can be sustainable. Sustainable not only in the growth, but also to emerging all of these technology landscapes and that are really going to help us to stay focused. Because what I'm finding, the leaders obviously more than ever have the opportunity to drive AI forward through some already established parameters. We have some that were not through sustainable development goals or SDGs as they're being known that are being established from UN. Or using AI to address some of the global changes that we're seeing. Some people may still not believe the climate change or inequities are there, but we can at least all believe that we're seeing tremendous disruption and changes that are happening right now that are unprecedented. We have so many environmental crises, as well as wars and conflicts that are driving different decisions, not only around politics and geopolitical regions, but also economy, disruptions that are giving us opportunity to make things better. Because again, timing is now, and why not leveraging the tools that actually are proving already to be insanely important, already adopted by a larger population by users, right? And now bringing all of this together to become more increasingly governing what is happening in the world, it's going to serve us in the long run much better. Specifically when we're seeing a lot of international competition, when we're also seeing a lot of need to foster specifically global collaboration and less conflicts, right? Finding those better solutions. Specifically when we also have opportunity to establish some international standards, as well as be able to figure out how we're going to be using these benefits in a way that are helping humanity as a whole. Now, with that in mind, we also have opportunity to really look at the intersection of AI and leadership and governments that are presenting both unprecedented challenges as well as opportunities. Would it be fair to say, right? And instead of just focusing on all of those challenges and difficulties that some of them I already mentioned, we also can have a really on the flip side to say, how can we now leverage what we have that really going to be making things easier? And as a result, obviously be able to be more visionary leaders, be able to really leverage and utilize ethical AI, and also be able to adopt to the governance of the AI and governance models that will be actually helping us from forecasting not only what's happening and what's going to be happening in the future, but to ensure this serves, again, on such a larger scale in much more positive light. So for organizations that are leveraging this trifecta of artificial intelligence, leadership, and governance with their internal organizations, as well as their external partners, vendors, customers, are already seeing the future and they're already shaping the future of technology. And as a result, they're already starting to amplify potential better opportunities that are more equitable, that are more beneficial, that are more ethical, that are more visionary, that are more proactive, and as a result, obviously acting in much stronger way with ethics and integrity. So you must be wondering now, what is there and how should we act? And I would want to just to say in closing that is very important to understand that right now, as future is being shaped right in front of our own eyes, right, at the current moment that is escalating and further developing, it is their piece for everyone to play responsibly. It is very important to understand, also work towards more sustainable models instead of, again, capitalizing and dominating in specific either era, industry, or with the specific tools, and what ultimately that's going to lead us and where it's going to take us is to that few true understanding how does these changes are going to be able to help us out to be more effective and as a result transform in ways that we never thought it's possible. Because right now we're seeing already need for infusion, specifically in the digital footprint, where we see a lot of rise of innovation. We also see a lot of rise of remote and hybrid working models. We're also seeing a change in rise, how we're doing, how we shop, how we consume, how do we also make our choices and decisions. And as a result, AI can really be that phenomenal tool that can help us out to provide more data, more strong opportunities of ways of how do we approach things and how do we solve them? But ultimately, how do we obviously collaborate and find ways and avenues to really build the strongest relationship that we can on some global scale? So in closing, what really I found to be fascinating in most recent conversation that I have, how much, particular this year, one thing that is the glaringly missing in order to make this super effective is the sense of trust. Trust in leadership, trust in politicians, trust in leaders in organizations, trust in people in community, that people will do the right thing. And more than ever, with the digital footprint, with visibility, organizations have the power to install that trust or bring the trust back into leadership, as I mentioned, through integrity, ethics, and all of that, as well as governing bodies that are not skewing things and in favor of one side or tipping the scales in their favor, but the scales in the favor of everyone. So that really shows the posture, the desire, the willingness, and also obviously intent. When governance like that ties with a great leadership, artificial intelligence as a tool will not only create a tremendous impact, but is going to be also creating amazing communities and so many beautiful avenues where we can really see our lives changing for better.
Thank you for listening to Legacy Leader Show. If you enjoyed the content and had a positive experience, then please leave us a positive rating. In addition, leave us a positive review whenever you are listening on whatever platform there might be. Make sure your friends and family also know about the benefit and value that we provide and what we have to offer. Cheers.